This is episode 2457 of the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and welcome back to day 5 of our series this week. We are exploring an important theme these days, because these days there are a lot of extenuating circumstances happening around the world. And so as we continue life in a pandemic, it's more important than ever to find some way to experience happiness and joy. It's easy to put this off and feel as though you have to wait until things have settled down a little bit. But the truth is that we always experience some kind of stress in our lives. It's part of life. We experience the full range of human emotions. So the more you can do to make deposits in your happiness account, the more you're able to keep a more balanced perspective when you are managing stressful situations. So your happiness project this week is your challenge, and I hope you will continue with this as a challenge. Continuously do something that makes you happy every day. Today, I had a little bit of a rough day. We hired some contractors to do some projects in our home, and it's not going so well. But here I am recording this meditation for you, because one thing that makes me happy every day is recording meditations for you. I like to think about what I'm going to share and how I'm going to put together your meditation. And this makes me really happy. So it's one way I make happiness deposits in my account every day. I've heard from many of you, and I'd like to share a message from a fellow meditator, Kaylee from Fort Worth, Texas. Kaylee sent me a direct message on Sip and Om Instagram, which you can do too, and I hope you will do so. She says, "I am a first-year college student majoring in painting. This week for my happiness project, I am starting to draw for myself rather than focusing on just my assignments." And I shared her painting on my Instagram stories, so you can take a look at her amazing painting called Mangrove Forest with Infinity Waterfall. I heard from several of you that are artists of some sort who decided that as part of your happiness project, you're going to do what Kaylee's doing and do art for yourself, not only to share it with others or as part of your work, but for your own enjoyment. And this makes me really happy. In fact, I remember reading a book recently, and I don't recall the name, but I'll try to think of that and share it with you at some point. And this was a book talking about how we often don't do art anymore for enjoyment. We don't create music, we don't dance, we don't draw, we don't do many things that were commonly done by pretty much most people 100 or 200 onward years ago, because we didn't feel as though we had to be an expert to do these kinds of rituals. We did them because they bring joy to life. It's a way to express ourselves. And now we feel, oh, I don't have the talent, so I don't draw, or I definitely don't have a singing voice, so I don't sing. But yet, these are rituals inherent to humanity. So I encourage you to perhaps, as part of your happiness project, Try dancing or drawing or singing. Try something that you don't think you're good at, something that you think that you'll leave to the experts. But really, you have within you hidden latent talents. So in today's episode, I'm going to share with you a meditation to focus on your unique talents and creativity. This is where many people often get stuck. They feel as though they've lost their creativity or they've lost their vibe at doing something. So as you settle yourself down today, I invite you to tap into perhaps your hidden potential. As you sit up straight and close your eyes, gently elevate your eyes upward at the point between your eyebrows. This is your spiritual eye. It's also where your prefrontal lobes are on your brain, which is the part of your brain that's activated when you meditate. You should feel your mood subtly shift upwards. Beautiful. Begin to notice how you feel in your body. Notice the kind of mood you're in today. And begin to notice your breath, the rhythm and flow of a major life force of energy within you. Something we take for granted. It's so powerful. Mentally affirm, joy is within me. Joy is all around me. Begin to open up to a new way to express yourself. What have you always wanted to try that's creative? What has held you back? When you considered this part of yourself that remains perhaps unexpressed, what is it that seems to trigger a yearning to express this part of who you are? Have you always wanted to sing? Have you always wanted to play the piano or the violin or the drums? Could you even do this without taking professional lessons? Could you simply do it to the best of your ability, or even to listen to others do it and feel as though a deep inner need is being quenched within yourself? Open up to your yearning to be creative in a new and unique way. Notice how it makes you feel, perhaps like a different version of who you are. Sit in stillness, exploring your yearnings. Allow yourself to sit for for as long as you feel comfortable doing so, knowing you are so worth slowing down for.